I have heard you say that we are all enlightened and that we have just all forgotten it. Did we forget it at a precise time? And if so, why?
Yes, we have forgotten it at a precise time. And I will tell you why. Just try to remember backwards how far back you can go. 4 years of age are at the most when you were 3 years of age. Beyond that comes absolute blank. No memory, no remembrance. One thing is certain, that in those 3 years, many things must have happened. You must have cried. You must have been loved. You must have been left alone. You must have been afraid in the dark night. Thousand and one experiences must have happened. You may have fallen. You may have hurt, you may have been seriously sick, but you cannot remember anything. It seems as if in those 3 years, nothing was recorded by your memory mechanism. That's exactly the time when you forgot your self nature. Let us say it in another way. The precise moment you forgot your enlightenment and the language of it is the moment when you started remembering the world and thousands of other things of the world. When you started remembering others, you forgot yourself. Now if you are 50 years old, 47 years you have been remembering the whole world of things and people and events. So you have gathered a thick wall of memories. Behind this thick wall of memories, which goes on growing every day, thicker and thicker, is hidden that small time in the beginning of your life when you were utterly innocent. Even memory was not formed. You lived each moment and you died to that moment and was born again. In those 3 years, your life was moment to moment. You did not bother about the past. You did not bother about the future. You were so involved, so totally and so intensely in the moment, collecting sea shells on the beach, or running after butterflies in the garden, or collecting wild flowers in the forest. As if that was all. There was no past, no future. You lived in the present in those 3 years, and those were the days of your glory. Those were the days of your golden experience. So I can say that it depends on everybody. It may be either 4 years or 3 years. For girls, it will be 3 years. For boys, it will be 4 years. Girls are 1 year ahead. They mature sooner. Sexually also, they mature 1 year sooner than the boys. Mentally also, they mature 1 year earlier than the boys. So girls can remember backwards up to the age 3, and boys generally will be able to remember up to the age 4. That's where you have lost your treasure. And you are asking why? Because you became interested in the vast world around you. And you went on further and further being interested. You became so curious about everything. You wanted to know everything. Just listen to small children. They go on asking all kinds of questions. They are untiring. You get tired, but they are so excited. They have entered into the new world. For 9 months they were in mother's womb in utter darkness. No excitement, no problem, no responsibility. No companionship. Just utter silence and relaxation. Then those 3 years, when their memory system was starting to be built up, their intellect was starting its beginning, ABC. By the age 3 or 4, they were able now, with a memory system and an intelligent inquiring mind, to go in search of this vast world. Millions of things to know. Unending pressures to be discovered. Naturally, in all this excitement, they forgot one thing, that is their own being. They went out and out and out and farther away from the home. They reached to the stars. And now the home is so far away, and they have even forgotten the way that they have followed. And they don't know exactly what it was in those 3 years. Just deep down in the unconscious, some feeling has remained like a shadow, that it was beautiful, that it was very peaceful, that it was majestic, miraculous, mysterious, that everything was a wonder, that every moment brought new experiences and joys. Just faint echoes far back. You cannot say they are real or your imagining or you are remembering from your dreams. It has become almost a dream. And the why is very simple. Because the world was very intriguing, very interesting to enter, to inquire. It is natural. I am not saying that you should not have done this. You could not have been able to avoid it. And it would not have been good to avoid it. It is good that you have gone so far, and now that you have known the world and experienced everything good and bad, bitter and sweet, beautiful and ugly, have seen pleasures and have seen pain, that you are again becoming interested to know what is your self nature. Your self nature is enlightenment. I was reading one story which is significant in a totally different context. Which was not supposed to be part of the story. I don't think that whoever invented the story had thought about it. The story is, one day a black man showed up at the gates of heaven and was met by Saint Peter. "I would like to be admitted to heaven," he said. "Fine," said Saint Peter, "but first tell me what you have done lately which would permit you to be admitted." "Well," said the black man, "I marched in a civil rights march. A lot of people did that, said Saint Peter. Peter, maybe there is something else. Yes, answered the black man, I got married at 12 o'clock noon. What is so unusual about that? Asked Saint Peter. I married a white woman, said the black man. When was that? Asked Saint Peter. About 2 minutes ago, said the black man. As I was reading this, I remembered the scientific calculation they say if we think of existence, just in terms of one day, as if the whole existence is 24 hours. With this measurement, reduce into a small measurement. So at 12 in the night, the existence begins. The stars formed, the solar systems arose, and they have given exact hours when. At 4 o'clock in the morning, at 6 o'clock in the morning, our solar system was born. Then our earth separated from the sun just 8 o'clock in the morning. Then the moon separated from the earth just 11 o'clock. In the morning, the earth for the first time saw life exactly at 12 o'clock, and man came in existence just 2 minutes before. That is 2 minutes after 12 o'clock. If we reduce the whole existence into 24 hours, we have come into existence just 2 minutes before. Reading this story that the black man said, about 2 minutes ago, I remembered that calculation of the scientists. This poor Negro married a woman at 12 o'clock, and then he must have been sought after 2 minutes when he was coming out of the church, because whites cannot allow a black man to marry a white woman. So only 2 minutes he remained married. If we go into more details, that if 2 minutes before the man came into existence, then just 15 seconds before, a Gautam Buddha is born. Then the whole enlightenment and the idea of enlightenment is not more than 15 seconds old. And we have still twelve hours more. If Ronald Reagan allows, Ronald Reagan is just a representative of all the mad politicians of the world. If they allow, then we have still 12 hours to evolve. If in 15 seconds Gautam Buddha, Pythagoras, Lao Tzu, Mahavira, Jesus, Ramakrishna, Raman, J. Krishnamurti, Gurdjieff, all these people have happened just in the 15 seconds, the coming 12 hours, if man remains on the earth, one cannot imagine how fruitful these coming days can be. What a great